Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Only Jesus, that is our sister Ada. She is
out of Nigeria, continent of Africa. We thank God for her because, amen. The Lord, we praise God, worship him, exalt him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory and honor. Welcome again to Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and we just thank God for another opportunity to bring encouragement, to bring strength and uplifting. That's our motivation, amen, that those who go into the harvest field, amen, that we are continually being encouraged because sometimes we can meet certain things, certain aspects that do the opposite of encouragement or do the opposite of strength or uplifting. So here we are being vessels for the Lord and giving him praise, glory, and honor. We thank God for you. Amen. Before we go any further on today, we are going to go to God in prayer. And then we're going to go to a little bit of encouragement. Amen. So Lord, be unto God on that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory and honor. We thank you on today. Oh God, you are mighty. You are wonderful. And God, you give us strength. You give us your encouragement. And we so acknowledge you that you are first priority. You say to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and everything that we need would be added unto us. And so, God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. There is no one like you. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, wonderful counselor. Oh, God, we bless your holy name on today. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and praise. Amen and praise God. So on today, our encouragement is going to come about the Holy Spirit because I think as more and more as we see the day approaching that we need to be reminded how the Lord Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. And he said to us, he would send the comforter to us, amen, and the comforter being the Holy Spirit, our counselor. He is also an advocate. He is also an intercessor and prays in and through us because we, as in Romans 8, don't know how to truly pray as we ought to pray. And he prays according to God's will. And he does it with moans and groans that we that's not really understandable in a human language. But he does it because we know that the Father has given that direction to the Holy Spirit. And this is the other thing about the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 1, and it says to us, we can start in verse 11. It says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. So you and I, this is the apostle, he's talking to the Ephesian church, but this is to every believer down through the generations, since this was written, since our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to the right-hand side of the Father, this was for us, this is for us all. This says to us, hey, the gospel of salvation, we heard the message, we received the truth, we believed, and then we are marked in here with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. So we are sealed. We have a deposit of the Holy Spirit. We are marked. We are set apart. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit living in us, through us, And to God be the glory, and to him be the praise. Now, so we continue on in the same chapter, on a little bit down further in Ephesians 1. It says, now the apostle, he kept praying. Amen. So we want to keep on praying. We want to keep on seeking God. In verse 17, he says, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. So the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, also leads us to knowing God more and better. So we have wisdom. So we have revelation. He says in verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope. Don't we need hope? Look, you look at the television, things can be discouraging. You know, things going on in your community, things can get, you're not seeing like the fruit of the labors that you thought you should and thought you would, you know, but if you come to the scriptures, this is where we can, the word of God says that we do not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. These are the words of God. It says to us that you may know the hope to which he has called you. He's called us. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. We are his holy people. You and I, we are God's holy people. Here's another thing. See, God not only did not leave us as orphans, but he gave us power. See, the kingdom of God is not just a matter of talk, it's a matter of power. In verse 19 says, in his comparable great power for us who believe, that power is the same as the mighty strength. Mighty strength, the verse where he exalted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Just think about that. The same mighty strength, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We take for granted that very fact. Yes, we celebrate the resurrection, the Easter, but we take for granted, I believe, just the power. People don't raise from the dead every day. But see, that's the same mighty strength that God is giving us, his holy people. He also said he did this when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms in verse 21, for above all rule and authority, power, dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And then God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Christ is the head of the church, not the pastor or apostle or the bishop. But Christ is the head of the church. And in every way, he feels everything. I mean, there's so much in the book of Ephesians, the whole Bible. That's why we come with the seeds of the word, because we are most definitely encouraged. Amen. Strengthened. More on in Ephesians chapter 3, it says in verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. And I want to leave you with that word today. That Christ, that God, we pray, praying always, pray without ceasing. Put on the whole armor of God. Pray in the spirit all occasions, always pray. Take a stand in your faith. And we all be strengthened in our inner man, in the Holy Spirit. God bless you today. Go with God. Be encouraged. Go out and testify of the goodness of God. Be blessed. Amen.